Hi, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are back for a new episode. How are you, Antonio?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Tempest? Newest partner, only partner of Code Inc. for sure, and the rest of the companies, but we'll talk about that in a later podcast.
I'm okay.
You're okay? Well, we have a special topic today because you're okay, but you're kind of not okay or something similar to that. So let's see if we could. Tell the listeners what happened or something like that, and then we'll go from there.
I don't think anything happened. I just a negative thought came in my head, and I don't know.
Right. No, that's perfect because you're not the only person that has this problem. I have this problem, and however many listeners, they have this problem. Now, they may not have this problem habitually, but this happens. So, again, though, for great clarification, like you just called me and we needed to record, but like explain what's going on because we're going to title this Getting Out of a Funk. But explain it so we can segue right into it, and then you can ask some real questions. This is completely unscripted. You don't even know what you're going to ask, but I would hope that you ask exactly what you feel when we get to it so we can have probably the best podcast we've ever done because it's right in the middle of the situation.
I'm okay, and I don't really feel like this, but I don't know, I'm kind of scrolling through my timeline and I see people graduating and people are, you know, getting together to study for GREs and stuff like that. And I'm not doing anything like that. So, like, I know it's coming, but I don't know. Just for like a few moments, it kind of bothered me.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm jealous or I'm depressed or whatever, but.
Okay, fair enough. No, go ahead. Finish that thought.
No, I just said it is what it is. Like, I know that my time is coming, and I'm not selfish like that, but just, I don't know, for a few moments. You know? I don't know.
No, I know exactly what you're saying, and this is actually a perfect episode. I didn't know that's what it was, but here's the deal. Nothing about what you said is selfish. Nothing about looking at your social network timeline and seeing other people do one of your goals, and it kind of throws you into a spiral of negativity. Nothing about that's selfish. It is negative, and it is something you shouldn't be doing, but it happens, right? I mean, we shouldn't get sick as human beings, but, right, it happens. It's kind of this natural part of life that we have to learn how to get past. So, great. So the title of this podcast is Getting Out of a Funk. And right now, Tempest is in the funk. Now, if you're new to this podcast, let me say a couple of things. Thank you for joining us. Please go rate, comment, and like. I think they can like. If not, or share. Rate, comment, share. That'll work. And send all emails to get to your own questions. We've got some great people asking questions about this kind of thing, too. So we love all your emails and questions. All this is good. Secondly, if you're new to this podcast, do not think Tempest is some weak and wimpy person. That is not the case. She's actually a superstar, rock star, with great skills and confidence, yet she's suffering right now, and we want to definitely talk about that. Now, you came a mighty long way, right, Tempest? When I first met you, you were not the you that you are. Is that correct?
That's true.
All right. Now, what do you think about where you were to where you are now, because I'm actually answering your question right now. It's the start of me answering, how do you get out of a funk?
When I look back on where I was and who I am today, I feel proud because I think I tortured myself a lot, and I allowed other people to torture me, and I'm not there anymore, you know? So I'm proud of that. I feel like I've grown a lot. I'm not, I don't know, I'm definitely not in the same place that I was, well, I'll even say a week ago. So I'm learning how not to be, I know this is ironic, but I'm learning how not to be where I am today. Like, I'm learning how not to be in a funk. So, like, I'm proud of that, and I'm just relieved that I'm not as negative as I used to be. I mean, so I have work to do, but I'm not there. I'm not just in a dark place all the time.
Okay, so two things going on here. For one, you've only been in this funk for 10 minutes. Let's clarify that, okay? Just 10 minutes. Two, where is this where you used to be? Like, explain to the audience where you used to be, some of the things that you went through. Like, give us a typical 24-hour period in the old life of Tempest.
Just very sad, depressed, felt alone, felt abandoned, actually. Felt like I had people in my corner, but they weren't there for the right reason. I felt like I just wanted to cry all the time. I didn't want to be around people. Just sad and blue.
Okay. Makes sense. Can I pull a little bit more of your skin off for a second? Okay, you were sad and blue. So, why?
Because I didn't know anything else. I didn't know. I kind of felt like being positive and being happy was meant for everybody but me. Or only a certain group of people got to be happy. And the rest of us were meant to suffer. And I was a part of the group who was meant to suffer. So.
Do you think other people feel like that?
Yeah. I think whether people want to admit to it or not, I think everybody feels like that.
Fair enough,
or has felt like that.
Now, everything you just described, are you even like that now?
No.
All right. So, before you expound on that, let's give you the first point, give the audience the first point of getting out of a funk. Here's the first thing you need to do to get out of a funk. You need to, number one, change your perception. Please take notes. Or and again, I'm not a genius or anything like that. I've just been through some things, and I know some stuff. And this is the best I can give it to you. So take it or leave it, I suppose, but it's pretty awesome, I would think, because I'm the one thinking it, right? But here's the deal. Change your perception. So here's the problem right now, Tempest. We got 15 minutes now, and we've been in the funk, because you're only looking at what bothers you. Is this correct?
Right.
Now, you woke up this morning, right?
Yeah.
You're breathing on your own. Fair?
Yeah.
There's no blood clots dislodging themselves in your veins and stopping your heart, nothing like that?
No.
Have you recently been diagnosed with cancer? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are you broke?
No.
Are you homeless?
No.
So pretty much life is good. You saw something you didn't want to see. And it spiraled you into a mistake, and the only thing you're looking at is what you don't want to see.
Okay, I wouldn't say I saw something I didn't want to see, because I do get excited when people accomplish stuff, so I can't say I didn't want to see that. That's not accurate. Of course I
right.
want to see that. Just in that moment, seeing it caused a different reaction, but I wouldn't dare say it's something I didn't want to see.
Right. That's fair. That's definitely not what I meant. But let's see if we can reword that. You saw an area of your life that you haven't yet checked off your list.
Right.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, but in the other areas of your life that I've just brought out to you, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And you got paid today too, right? Like money
yes.
came in the account, and you're gonna get well. Yeah, I guess you're gonna get paid tomorrow technically, but
mm-hmm.
it's there. I just have to do a transfer, right?
Mhm.
So it's always good to get paid, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm saying, and I hope this is tangible for everybody to catch. It's easy to be negative, and Tempest is not being. Well, I guess you are being negative, but you're not being habitually negative like you used to be. You're actually a super positive person, but things come up. My point is, when these things come up. You don't look at the things that come up that you did not like or made you feel a certain way. You start changing your perception to a different vantage point. If all you do, guys, is look at what's hurting you and then you repeat it in your mind over and over and over about what's hurting you, you're missing everything else that's blessing and helping you. Does that make sense, Tempest?
Yes.
How can you be happy if you're only enamored or looking at or diving into exactly what makes you sad? So if you want to change, if you want to get out of a funk, the first thing you need to stop doing is stop looking at the funky situation. Does that make sense? I sure hope it makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Here's the problem. You can't move forward looking at the same thing that has you drowning. You can't swim to the shore if you're only looking at the sharks surrounding around you.
Right.
You can't walk over your situation if you're only looking at the fact that your back hurts. If all you're doing is looking at what's wrong, you can never get to what's right. So number one, you must change your perception. If you're only looking down, you can't get up. This is important. This sounds like somebody's going, that's too easy. No, it's not too easy. It's exactly what you're supposed to do. Your eyes were meant to go in a different direction, whether you want to do this in a metaphor or not. Your perception should go to what benefits you, not what hurts you. Okay? So you have to do that. You have to do that. If you want to get out of a funk, stop thinking about the funk. Now, that normally, or I should say that naturally, leads us to the next obvious thing. Well, how, next obvious question, how do you get out of a funk, right? Change your perception. So how do you change your perception? Go do something you like. If it's music, go do that. If it's Netflix, go do that. If it's family time, go do that. The moment you switch your perception, now go jump into something that makes you feel good. Here's why. For one, whatever you feel is what you're going to get. That's the law of attraction. We definitely have to do an episode about that. You mentioned it a couple of episodes back, Tempest. We definitely need to do that. Two, it's so much easier for you and your life and yourself to be happy when you're actually doing something that makes you happy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If music makes you happy, do music. Write a poem. Do whatever you have to do, but you're so valuable. You're so worthy. You're so intelligent, and I'm not just talking about you, Tempest. I'm talking about all the listeners right now listening to me or listening to us on the way to their commute. I mean, look, Tempest, you don't even have the things that you want or as far as educationally wise, but you're very educated. All you do is read books, and now you're a partner of some businesses. There's a lot of people that just graduate and have student loans. So change your perception, and then jump right into what makes you happy. Now, so Tempest, before we talk about this, you were already in the process of changing your mood. What were you doing? Because you recognized it. You text me. You said, I just feel bad, and I'm trying to fix it or something like that. So what were you doing? Because by the time I called you, you were better than what I had called you the first time, and then you had to text me about it. So what were you doing?
I was meditating.
Oh, stop right there. Why were you meditating?
It makes me feel better. That just makes me focus on what I really want. so I don't have time to focus on what I'm upset about.
Smart. See, the old Tempest wouldn't have said anything. Would the old Tempest ever meditate?
No.
Maybe medicate.
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't even believe in meditating.
Wow. And why didn't you believe in meditating?
I thought it was a bunch of BS. I really did.
Right.
I just thought, I don't know. I just didn't.
No.
I just thought it was a bunch of BS.
There's a lot of people out there listening to you right now going, yeah, me too, man. So what made you start meditating? Not today, but in general.
A couple of things. I always go back to this, so yeah. Watch a documentary called A Secret, and I don't think they talk about meditating, but just, I don't know, somewhere, even if they didn't say it, something about that whole documentary, everybody was just so peaceful and calm. I was like, I need to do what they do. So one of the people who featured on there, Lisa Nichols, who I absolutely love, I started following her on Facebook and Twitter and whatever, and she mentioned something about taking a few minutes out of the day and meditate. Just focus on breathing and focus on what you want. Or let, I don't know how to say it, but anyway, focus on meditating. And I was like, well, if she's doing it, then maybe there's something to this. And then within that same week, you came to me about meditating. So I was like, okay, well, two people. And I hadn't brought that topic up to you. You just kind of came out with it out the blue. So I took that confirmation as something I need to do. And then you sent me this app that I can't remember.
Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons. And when he first sent it to me, I was like, you're right. So first thing to me, and he's like, you know, breathe in, breathe out, and listen to the hum or whatever. I fell asleep, like, as I was doing it the first five times. So I
well, that's actually
a
good meditation.
I thought, well, it's just putting me to sleep. I'm not meditating. But when I woke up, which wasn't long afterwards, I felt better. So I kind of stopped, and I started doing it again, And then I just kind of meditated on my own without the app. So I kind of meditated in my own way. I just sit in a quiet room and just, you know, let go of whatever is bothering me. So when I text you today, like not too long ago, I said, I don't feel positive at all. And you asked me why. And I told you I didn't know. I didn't know. But after I text you that, I just, you know, quietly worked on myself because now that I'm not as negative as I was, I don't like being in a funk. Like before, I didn't know anything else but to be in a funk, so I thought that was normal. But now that I know that's not normal, I don't like that feeling. So I try to do whatever it takes to get me out of that mood. And it doesn't happen as fast as I would like it to, but it doesn't take me weeks and weeks to get over something, you know?
So. Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. So let's cover a few things there. So meditating. Listen, let's give you the scientific reason behind meditating, the audience. So everything in this world is a frequency. We're all vibrating at a specific frequency, or you can look at it as energy, which energy frequency. They're all in the same ballpark. Basically, you are energy. You are your head has a lower center of gravity than your feet because it's higher, or say higher center of gravity. Basically, everything in this world, scientific, whether you want to believe it or not, or you know, whatever, you know, it's cool to be religious because, I mean, we are, but you can't be so over religious to where you're non-scientific, and it probably shouldn't have be so scientific to where you're not religious at all. You know, there has to be a balance. I'm not, you know, pushing you to anything, but everything has to have a balance, and we can all agree with that. So you can't be all, if you can't accept the opposing viewpoints, you shouldn't even be talking. right? You have to be able to accept the other side of the argument. Therefore, everything is vibrating. And when you're negative or when you're in a funk, you're now vibrating at a frequency that is not conducive to your dreams. You are either going towards your dreams or from them, but you're always moving. Even if you're neutral, inaction is actually an action scientifically. So you're still moving. You're either moving towards your goals or dreams, or you're moving away from them. That being said, meditation is used to clear your mind and vibrate at a frequency that is worthy of you. You'll find that when we talk about the law of attraction, whatever you're vibrating at will go out, and that same thing will come back. So when you meditate, what she's doing is saying, how I feel, I don't want. I'm clearing my brain, and I'm aligning myself with my whatever, universe, the dreams, whatever whatever it is. I am fresh start. Listen. Don't knock it. Here's the deal. Even your cell phone battery has to recharge. Why would you think your brain doesn't? Pretty simple. So meditation is important. Recharge your brain. How do you recharge it? By letting it empty itself out. And you're pouring into it nothing but good vibrations. Don't treat your cell phone better than you treat your mind. I sure hope somebody gets that. So good. So we got, that's three now. Getting out of a funk. Then I said, jumping into what makes you happy. And you gave us number three by saying, meditate. These are always, there are probably 100 different ways to get out of a funk. This is just three. Let's see if we can name one more, Tempest. So do you have one in your head, or do I need to, or do I need to lead you somewhere?
You probably have to leave me somewhere.
Okay. So you're clearly not negative. And are you feeling better now that we're talking about
this? I feel a lot better.
All right. That is number four. Guys, you're going to need somebody that you can talk to. Whether it be you talking out loud to a wall, or you're talking to your best friend or mentor or spouse or, I don't know, whomever, right? You need to talk to somebody, or you need to get it out. But here's the thing. If you're a legend in your own mind, you won't know how foolish you're being until you actually say something. If somebody goes, no, that don't make sense. Right?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, it sounds really good in your head. Like, man, I'm going to, or man, I'm so in a funk. Nothing ever works out for me. What you mean nothing? You just got a pay raise. Oh, well, that don't count. What you mean that don't count? Right. And it's not until you talk it out. So even if you talk it out and you don't have anybody, here's the best way to talk it out and you don't have anybody. And psychologists love to use this as a tool. It's called a journal. You can, in fact, Abraham Lincoln, this is honest to God true story. In fact, we'll end with this story. Abraham Lincoln had a major problem with victory. He said, look, go south, go do this. I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember Abraham Lincoln. And he was this general. They didn't think it was going to work, so he tarried or took his time, and he didn't go fight the battle like he was supposed to. And subsequently, the battle was lost. And, the battle was completely lost. Abraham Lincoln looked bad in the political eye. He was furious. What he did was he wrote a letter. The letter went something like this here. Dear Captain such and such, as you can see by now, I was right. Had you simply followed what I said, dude, the war could be all but over right now. Next time, and he proceeded to go off, and it was a terrible letter, and he felt good. And what do you think Abraham Lincoln did with the letter? This is a true story, honest to God. What do you think he did with the letter? He balled it up and threw it away. And then he wrote a second letter. And the second letter was very supportive of the general's decision and encouraging him to stay the course. All would be better. While Abraham Lincoln took all the political flak. What happened there? Two things happened that Abraham Lincoln did. He needed to get it out, and he wrote it down. Since he wrote it down, he had no reason to actually say what he wanted to say, because therapeutically, he already said it. He didn't need to prove himself or to get it out, because he already got it out. Secondly, what he did was get a better result and apply the better side of the law of attraction by simply being positive instead of being negative. And so now, of course, the victory is won. You know, history works like that. If you're in America, this is American history. I know we got 48 different countries, so you may not be familiar with American history. Sorry about that. I need to learn your country's history better than I know mine. But so, yeah, he applies this great side of the law of attraction. You get out, give out good, you get back good. We end with this here. If you are in a funk, let's say you're at a negative two. Well, here's the deal. If you put more negatives on top of your negative two, so if you put a negative two on top of your negative two, you don't get zero. You get a negative four. Your negative, coupled with another negative, only pushes you into more negative. But if you put your negative two on, I mean, if you put a positive two on a negative two, you get to zero. Now, zero may not sound good to you, but it's a whole lot better than being in the negative. I'd much rather be broke than in overdraft. And here's the wonderful thing about that. Once I'm at zero, all I have to do is do another positive two, and I'm no longer at negative four, I'm at positive two. That may not sound like much, but that is a 8-point change from negative four to negative two to negative zero to positive two. Right? Or a 6-point change, excuse me. But either way, 6 steps further than what you were in your funk. Those, my friend, are my closing thoughts. Tempest?
Cool. Thank you, because you really did help me, because I feel so much better now. So thank you for... I didn't want to record this at all, but thank you for...
Well, I figured I wasn't trying to, embarrass you or nothing like that, but it was good to talk these things out, because it's going to be me next time, yeah? It's a real situation, right? If we're going to be a good podcast, I mean, I'm not sure that's the goal, to be a good podcast, but we want to help
people.
Right, effective, there you go, right? We want to help people. If we're going to help people, then we should probably be real. Right? We should probably talk about real issues. Somebody listened to this podcast right now was in a funk, and they said, you know what, let me just listen to something. And this title caught them, and they would just help. Why? Because you were brave enough to tell us what your problem was. And it wasn't even a real problem. Well, I would say it wasn't a real problem. You're not, I guess what anybody should take from here is even negativity happened to positive people. So it can certainly happen to negative people. So anyway, I guess I gave some more closing thoughts. You might want to exodus out the podcast.
Before I close this out, let me just say this, and I know it's going to be like conflicting with what I stated was my problem earlier, but that really is not my problem. I have absolutely no issue seeing people succeed, especially in education. So please don't think that I'm just like a hater because I'm not in school. That's not the case at all. But anyway, having said that, if you're listening to this podcast after December 12, 2015, Antonio has graduated from Houston Baptist University with his Master of Arts in Theological Studies. So let me just say how proud I am of you, because I'm not hating at all. And the post that I saw wasn't yours, so I don't know about that either. But honestly, genuinely, I'm super, super proud of you, and I look up to you and I admire you, and it's because of you that I'm want to achieve this dream so bad. So I just want to say Makes congratulations sense. And let you know that.
I appreciate it. Let me give you some crowd noise. No, okay. Well, I mean, hey, it's
great.
First time I graduated with a master's, so I'm pretty proud of that. So definitely, I appreciate you. Well, yeah. Considering where I come from to where I'm at now, I am grateful. I am grateful to be an expert in my field, also known as a scholar. So that's pretty cool. But I didn't do it by myself, and I certainly didn't do it staying in a funk. That's for sure.
That's cool. So congratulations. Like, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's not a
thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, here's what I say. I guess I'll say this, then we're really going to end. So, Tempest, you're going to put on the show notes for this show, you're going to put you mentioned Lisa Nichols, so you're going to put her website on, because she is awesome. You're going to put the secret, get by the secret, I don't know if it's like secret.tv, you're going to put that on the website and link them to iTunes. I don't know how to do it for Android. If you can find both, but for sure we can get the Android version, the iTunes version of the Russell Simmons Meditation app. All these things will be all these resources will be available in the notes section. So if you when you listen, just hit the little face of, the graphic or whatever, and it'll be linked for you guys to get it. We love to do that. If we mention somebody, we'd like to link them on. I know it's probably free advertising, but hey, we like positive vibes. So if we do it for them, somebody's going to do it for us, and a great multiplication. So that's it.
Okay, so for real this time, thank you guys for tuning in. Like Antonio said earlier, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Tell your friends about us. Get them to listen. Get them to subscribe and all that great stuff, because we do want to help people. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
All right, guys. Oh, hold on. One more thing. No, I'm just joking. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Hi, guys.